I've seen guys come up. I'm in the middle lane there up on the Ohio Turnpike. I'm in the big truck, the middle lane. Somebody to my right, and a guy comes flying up in the right lane, comes around the guy in the right lane, comes around me, goes to the left lane, and then realizes, oh, this is the exit I want, and then just zips across, cuts everybody off, almost gets clipped. Like, man, you were in the right lane to begin with. You had to go not even a quarter of a mile, but they can't wait. They got to get there first.
Yeah, well, in an accident last year, this one couldn't wait either. She's behind me, and then there's a right turn lane. So I get into the right turn lane. She goes straight, makes a right-hand turn around me, and, you know, the natural thing happened. And she had to yell at me. So I finally got the check from the insurance company yesterday.
UPS Mobile, that can take forever. I don't care what the companies are. They all promise, oh, you know, we'll take care of everything, but it still takes a lot. So I was trying to teach my youngest daughter, she's the last one to learn how to drive. And my wife probably realized it wouldn't be a good idea if I was the one teaching her. So she didn't want to wait until this semester at school to get it. She wanted her license over the summer. So we sent her to driver's ed school, who was giving it through the local public school, not public school, private school, I mean, that had a summer course. And then we also paid a driving, like an outside driving instructor. And I got to say, she's doing pretty good. But still, trying to get her to understand, you know, get the big picture of what's going on around you, and always expect the other guy to do what you don't want him to do, because you've got to avoid accidents. Because, well, I had the right of way. It doesn't matter if you're in an accident. I don't care whose fault it was. You're still messed up. The car's messed up. You don't want to do that, you know. Even if you have the right of way, sometimes you got to yield, because otherwise you're going to get hit by someone doing something stupid.
Honey, and who are you?
It is true. Good morning, Rich. But this one is the reason that I went out and I got a camera for the car. So the next two idiots that hit me, I got on video. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, when I was driving, which is a long time, I got my license, I think, when I was 26. I gave it up only a few years ago because of medical. In all that time, I only had one accident. One. I rear-ended the car because I came out of a shopping center. And I had taken all my medicine, but I didn't eat. So, I made the turn, getting onto the road, and for a moment, I blacked out. And, that's the only one I ever had. I've always been a very careful driver. Pick it up, very Rich.
UPS Mobile. Hey, good morning, Rich. Well, and it doesn't matter how careful you are. I mean, because it's still, the other people can always end up connecting with you. And when you do, you know, if you don't drive a lot, you can probably avoid a lot of stuff. But when you put the kind of miles that I do on, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And I've had people hit me, both, you know, my private car and in my work truck. But fortunately, it's always been determined that it was unavoidable on my part. Unless, you know, like with the work truck, the only way I could have avoided it is if I called in sick that day and not gone to work. That I could have avoided it that way. But, I mean, the most recent one, was I was parked in a legal spot in a rest area in Ohio, and in a truck parking area, and this guy came in to get in the spot next to me, and ended up taking out part of my front end, my right front headlight fender, and the rear of his trailer, grabbed my right front tire, pulled it out, popped the tire, bent the rim, and snapped the steering linkage out from underneath, and it fell out onto the ground. I'm still waiting to get that truck back. It's been 2 months now. Steve?
Yeah, so, since I've been driving, I'm sure I'm over a million and a half miles. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of my driving is local, not over the road, so there have been times.
Okay, guys, yeah, most of my driving was also local. Most of it. so I avoided accidents. A lot of nuts on the road is all I can say, which I think you'll agree.
There's way too many nuts out of here. And me driving the work truck where I'm up higher than most drivers are in recent cars, and I'm looking down into the vehicles and have a more commanding view of the road so I can see in vehicles ahead of me. And the scary thing is, and I'm totally serious, I'd say 60 to 70% or more, depending on the area, of the drivers are holding a cell phone in their hands. And it's just, they just don't learn, you know. They have friends or family members that end up getting racked up and maybe killed, and they just keep on doing it. Well, it won't happen to them, you know. They're Joe Driver or Jane Driver. They can handle it, you know. It's just scary. It is. But too much wacky stuff. I got 30 years in now. I got a few more years to go. Then I'll be happy. I can take road trips and visit radio museums and stuff instead of dealing with this. Steve?
Yeah, I'm just arriving at work. I'm going to sneak out of here. So I'll talk to you guys later. I'll be busy, I think.
Okay, Steve. You take care. WBTZSC and to you. I'm rich. You know, I don't drive anymore or spoil my legs. And I'm not going to go for prosthetic head controls. My license expired, so I just tossed it out.
No, I mean, that's a personal decision. And partly it's medical, but it's also personal to some extent. But you can still have the New York ID card. It's like a license. It doesn't allow you to drive, but it's still an ID card. It's handy to have that. They have the time when they want photo IDs. We want to see a driver's license. Well, I don't have one, but that's kind of the same thing. And now they got the enhanced licenses. If you travel either south of the border or north of the border into Canada on a regular basis, you get, I think, like a good deal of your passport information embedded into your license as well. So they can just scan that at the port of entry, point of entry, and you're good to go. Don't know if I'm going to do that next time. I really don't have a need for it. But they keep changing the licenses, though. My daughter got hers, and the first one, the one that I have, still has a color photograph, but they went away from that, and it's now a black and white photo again. Apparently that's harder to copy. There's a clear section, like a little window in it. It's a hologram. Pretty high-tech stuff.
Okay, Rich. The last, I don't know if they have them anymore. The last plates I had on the bottom, they said handicap. They had the regular license with the, Radio Town, not the Liberty. The Lady Liberty, and the plate said MTBO. Very nice plates. And being they were ham radio plates, and, also handicap plates, I didn't have to pay anything. So I got those, so I was very happy. Right now, I'm short on money. I applied for a loan. Comes through, I got a lot of stuff to fix up. Pay my taxes. Two things I'd like to do. I want to buy Patty a used car. Like, 2 or 3 years old from a dealer. I'd like to also go on a cruise with her to Bermuda.
I hope that works out for you. Cruising is nice. What you had mentioned last night, too, about the chair batteries. I keep forgetting about Walmart. Because they do have them. They list them online there. And if you can get somebody to pick them up there for you, that's probably going to be your best price around. I was amazed when I found some of the batteries. I think the cheapest price I found was $40 for one of those 35-amp-hour batteries. That's not bad. But the shipping was like another $25 per battery. Like, well, forget that. I'm not doing that. But there's also a chain, like I mentioned. I think it's called Batteries Plus. I have to check into that again. But it's all they sell is batteries, car batteries, solar batteries, all sorts of batteries. That's all they sell. They would have something like that, too. But last time I checked, I think there's a location of it out in Suffolk somewhere. But I honestly think Walmart will be your best bet. You've got to get somebody to pick them up, and then you'll be back in business. And then just remember to plug it in every night. Don't drain them.
Oh, I realize that now, Rich. I thought, like I said last night, that being the smart aleck, by deep cycling, Deacon told me you don't do that. This is bad of me. All right. Let me tell you why I want to go to Bermuda with Patty. I have seen years and years ago, you'll remember, a movie on TV and showed a ship in trouble in the Bermuda Triangle. And there were scenes from Bermuda. And they had a ham radio operator talking to the ship. So it really lighted me up. That's why I want to go to Bermuda.
I've been there two, maybe three times. It is a nice place. Really, really nice. It's still under British rule. It's very easy. The gentlemen all walking around with, like, shirt and ties and Bermuda shorts, you know? It's quite interesting to see that. But everything was very clean. I enjoyed it a lot. And I think we were at St. George's in Hamilton. I forget the places that we had stayed at. But the cruise ship came through. The big ships, they had trouble getting into this one particular harbor. And they widened the channel to get them in. I think they call it the Hamilton Cut. And if you're up on deck on the cruise ship, when they happen to pull in or pull out of the harbor through that cut, and it's like the side of the mountain, or the big coral, you know, outcropping that they had to dig through to get through. People's houses who live there are right there. And it's like, they're not that far. I'm talking maybe less than 100 feet away. They're sitting in their backyard, and you're going by on a cruise ship. It's pretty funny.
Okay, Rich. Well, she has problems. She's not well. And I'm not well. I think we'd enjoy it. I think the two of us would love it. I just gotta get her to say yes. And once I have that money, loan money, I'm not gonna spend much. My elder care lawyer gave me good advice. He said, take it out as a line of credit. And whatever you don't use, pay back to the bank. Good idea. Anyway, if we can afford it, I would love to go to Bermuda. I've never been anywhere, Rich.
I guess that elbow works out for you. I'm just going to stop in a deli here and go in and get some food. I'm hungry. Actually, almost my dinner time, but I'll get straightened out this week. So, but you have a good day. We'll catch you later on. N2EO, KTUPS.
Okay, Rich, see you later. Nice chat. KTUPS and 2EO.
And 2EO and 2ZUC Mobile.
Morning, Ron.
Morning, Richie. How are you? We spoke about Bermuda before. I wanted to mention a couple of things. Back to you.
Okay. And by the way, Rich mentioned St. George. I was told not to go to St. George. There's a lot of criminal activity. I was told to take a ship to Hamilton and stay in the area.
I don't remember the different ports. I know they have a couple of ports. Unfortunately, the street I want to go down, they have closed. I'm going to work around here. And it is tight, like he said. I was listening. They go through a very narrow passage. Hold on a second. I'll get right back to you. I wanted to mention that if you leave from New York, which you probably would on a cruise ship, the water is not all that calm going south or going north for that matter. So you would want to... you could take ginger capsules. That's good for your stomach so you don't get seasick. Or they have the patches that some people use. They have the wristbands, acupuncture type of wristbands. There's a few things you could do just in case. Did anyone mention that to you?
Well, they never did, Ron. I'm told all the ships now have stabilized. And they use computers to run the stable lights. I don't know how true that is, but, you know, this is the only cruise we ever take. So I'd like to pay an extra money and get a room, what do you call it? All the way up. What do they call that, the balcony?
I guess it's called that. I'm not sure. No, but as a precaution, I would take something along just in case if you find that you might be getting seasick. That's all. We were there once. We went on a cruise from New York. I'm pretty sure it was. It's a long time ago. It's a beautiful island, very clean, picture perfect. I'm sure you would enjoy going down there.
I'm sure. The whole thing is getting Patty to say yes. I mean, I told her I'm not going on. Half the fun or more is enjoying it with her. I was told about nice things like Captain's Night. They have a formal dining room. They have one that's informal, which we would like. Both not well. I don't know how much it costs, but we get insurance that if one of us gets sick, they'll come in with a helicopter and take us.
You could go on the internet and get an idea how much it runs. It also goes by the seasons of the year, depending what time you would like to go, what part of the year. The prices do vary. We've been on 9 cruises. Not recently, but we'd like to plan another one next year with the whole family, take the grandchildren and so on, which seems to be a popular thing with the grandparents, though. So it would be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but it would be a Disney cruise. What I like about going on cruises, so many activities and so many things you can do, and every night, besides the food being great, every night they have entertainment. It's like going to a show every night.
I know. I'd like to see shows, and Patty likes the movies, so I'm sure she would enjoy it. She has a problem with depression, so do I. So I think that would lift our spirits tremendously.
Right. I think they do have movies on the ship, and they're so big today, and with the stabilizers, it probably would be just fine, but just mention that about the motion sickness in case that should pop up. I wouldn't want it to ruin your trip, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I agree, Ron. And like I said, you mentioned 2 ports. There are 2. One is St. George. I was told not to take a cruise that winds up in St. George. There's a lot of crime there for whatever reason. We come into the Hamilton, that's fine.
It's a R.R. Wells, took 10 cruises.
Oh, Joe, what do you know?
I feel like a cruise expert, and out of all the cruises I took, the one thing I can say is never take a cruise out of New York.
No, Joe, this one leaves from downtown. Why not, and where do you cruise from?
Well, I had very bad experience. You know, having taken so many cruises, it's beautiful. I leave out of Port St. Lucie. I leave out of Cape Canaveral. Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Manhattan. And I got to say, Manhattan was a nightmare, okay? It was so bad. Not to mention 3 hours getting there. When you get there, it's Manhattan. There's no parking lot. There's a little circle, like a little horseshoe. And the police are screaming and yelling, move it, move it, move it, I'm going to tow a ticket, move it. They were screaming so much, I only had to take 2 bags out of the trunk. I could barely get the 2 bags out of the trunk. And, of course, it's New York, so you walk inside, there's 2,000 people wanting to get on the ship. And they got maybe 8 people behind the counter, 8. Took me about 2 hours to get onto the boat, sweating, dripping, miserable. Oh, terrible. You go down to Florida, you get on the boat, there's 25 people behind the counter, air conditioned, waiting on you. You pull your car over to garage. The port is right there. Can I take your bags, sir? Yeah, sure. Takes the bags, puts them on a thing, wheels them right there. Within 20, 30 minutes, I'm on the ship in the cafeteria.
Let me start.
But you know what? We don't have a car. I don't drive. Pat doesn't drive anymore. We would take a cab. If this guy can pull us off, you don't have to worry about parking. Take a cab. That's all. Bond?
I doubled with you before, so I have to sign. I'm almost at the gym. And good morning, Joe. We left from New York twice. Once we went to Canada, and the other time to Bermuda. When we went to Canada, we left the car there for 5 days. It's kind of expensive. But it is a mess, and it is congested. It's Manhattan, like you said. But if you're going to Bermuda, you're not going to go to Florida, go back up to Bermuda. I don't think that makes sense. So with that, I'll say Tuesday, see, it's clear. Over to you, Joe.
Open up a new port thing. You don't have to go to Manhattan. I haven't been to that one, but I don't like the location. I was all excited when they were building it. It's at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, where the Brooklyn Navy Yard used to be. So what does that mean? That means you got to take the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. I was kind of hoping like it was off the Bell Parkway, maybe by the Verrazano Bridge, but Al's Head pollution plan, where it's like easy to get to. It's a nightmare. The Brooklyn Queens Expressway at 3 o'clock in the morning is super bumper. Because I work nights and I rode on it at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's very bad, horrible. But maybe the new facility, aside from being difficult to get into and out of, I guess if you're taking a cab or a limo, it don't matter, you ain't driving. So, you know, that's all I can say. But I don't know how, being as it's new, you know, fairly new, a couple of years, maybe they expedite you through the terminal a little quicker than the one in Manhattan. The one in Manhattan, was I would never, if you paid me, I wouldn't go to that one in Manhattan.
Okay, Joe. Want to sign out. He goes to a gym to work out. It's a good thing. I don't know. But we'd have to get our passports over the winter. The best time to go, I'm told, is spring.
That's a fine one. If I would say that, yeah, it's probably the best time to go. Yeah, I let my passport expire because we have a dog. And I love my dog. And I used to bring I guess you call it a doggy hotel. And he would stay there for 7, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever the cruise was. But the last time we just had a very bad experience with the dog. And I said, you know what? I ain't never leaving my dog in one of these places again. I mean, just think how sad. And it was one of the longer trips. It was like a 10-day cruise. The poor dog must have thought we were dead. He didn't eat for like 3 or 4 days. They thought he was going to die. He had diarrhea, he was throwing up, he was horrible, my dog, because he missed us so much that I just won't do it again. So I just let my passport expire. And I already took so many cruises. I went everywhere, I went to every Caribbean island you could possibly think of. I even flew on a plane 5 hours to Los Angeles and took a 2-week cruise around the Hawaiian Islands.
Okay, Joe. Well, that's not practical for us. But do you know what it costs to buy the insurance? I'll check on the internet in case one of us gets sick. I'm told we're coming with a helicopter.
I don't have no idea, not the foggiest. Never think about that. Getting sick, I guess it could happen, you know. I drink the water out of Mexico when you're going to look at the Mayan ruins or something. I tell you, I love the ship. The cruises were so nice. Of course, the women always wanted, oh, look, I want to go see it. I want to go see the waterfall. I want to go see the flowers. I want to go to the museum. It was up to me. I just stay on the ship. The ship is beautiful, magnificent, wonderful. And when everybody pulls into port and everybody gets off the ship is empty. It's all yours. You want to get another scoop of ice cream? Just, you don't have to wait online. You just walk up to the ice cream counter. Hey, give me 2 scoops of vanilla. Thank you. It's just, and you want to go in the jacuzzi? Just go right in. There's nobody there. So I kind of think the part of the vacation that I like is the ship and the amenities of the ship and the food of the ship. And having taken so many cruises, I could care less about going to Gunn Rivers Falls in Jamaica and walking down the waterfall. I don't care. I already did it. I don't have to do it every time I go. You know, but most of the time, my wife always wants to get off the ship. I like to stay on the ship.
All right, Joe. And it's who we are. But we have different likes and dislikes. Everybody is different. I was told we would be on the ship at night. It's like a hotel for us. And I don't mind where she wants to go or go. You know, do you ever take in Bermuda, they buy a buggy ride? You ever go on that with one?
A donkey was pulling a cart. I think it was when I took the Panama Canal cruise. Now, that was a nice cruise, the Panama Canal. You get to go through the locks. The boat just drives through the locks, makes a U-turn, and comes back, and they charge the boat something like $300,000 to do that, okay? Goes by the length, width, the weight of the boat. I mean, they got to make money hand over fist. Down here, what they're charging to run the boats through there. Unbelievable amount of money. But that was nice. I think I took another one, too. Where the heck was that? One of the Caribbean islands, yeah, we took a buggy ride. That one was a horse. And there was two people, like, in a carriage, and a guy, sort of like in Manhattan. And they rode around the cobblestone streets. So many islands are so poor. You know, they just... You have no idea how poor, how lucky you are to be an American. It's just night and day. I mean, really, dirt poor. I seen in Jamaica, the boat stopped in an unusual spot. Let me let it drop. The boat usually pulls into the same port in Jamaica all the time. And you know, maybe at Gun River Falls. But for some reason, the other boats were in there, and they had to go around, like, the back of the island where they normally don't go. And then they had to bring us in by launch. They had to anchor offshore. They couldn't even get into it. It was so crowded, you know. And I saw Santos. I seen a couple of Jamaicans, and it was like a little, I guess you'd say a stream. There's a couple of Jamaicans down by the stream, and a little boy, I remember, and they had one bar of soap. And they were washing their shirts and their pants, and they were sharing the one bar of soap. One guy would soap it up, and then he'd give it to the next person, and they'd soap it up, and they'd use the stream and the water to pollute, to wash their clothes in. And I said, my God, it's so poor, they got one bar of soap.
I know. I agree with you, Joe. I'm glad to be in the United States. The only countries I think that are really civilized have a lot of money other than us, Canada, England, some of the other European countries, Australia, New Zealand, most of the countries elsewhere, just
to Canada. I don't like Canada. Didn't care for it. Well, it really aggravated me in Canada, and I guess it is what it is the 15% sales tax. I said, wait a minute, the tax is more than a candy bar. 15%. And the reason is that tax is three different taxes that add up to 15. Two of the taxes are for medical, for the Canadians. So they have free, go to the doctor, go to the hospital free. So it really benefits them, and they don't mind paying the tax because they're getting the benefit. But as a tourist going there and paying 15%, it bothered me. I wouldn't go back.
I was a kid. I was in Canada with my folks. We were in Toronto, we were in Quebec. I had an aunt. She lived in Portland, Oregon. So we went there, and we took a cruise up to British Columbia. And we enjoyed it. The air is clean. Everything is nice, what I remember. But I really want to do this. I told Patty, if she doesn't go, I'm not going.
Okay. I don't know if Patty has a ham license. I don't think so. But that was the reason I asked, because I had bought some radios when we were taking a cruise. Let me let the tails drop. I don't remember. I can't get used to waiting for the beep, so let me let it beep. Okay, there we go. Now I got my two
2 minutes, and I talk usually about 2 minutes. Yeah, I took a cruise. My wife has a ham license, and she said, why don't we get a couple of walkie-talkies, you know, new ones instead of those old pieces of junk that you got. So I went to the store, and I bought 2 new walkie-talkies. They were $400 each. It was $800. They worked fine. We used them on the boat. The following year, I come back to Orlando, and we're going on a cruise. So she said, where's the radios? I don't see them in a suitcase. I go, I'm sure I put them up. They're not there. I go, oh, my God, I forgot the radios. So why don't you go down to AES and buy 2 more? I said, wait a minute. Do you know what they cost? I said, I paid $800 for them radios. Oh, they're that much. So why don't you go down anyhow? Maybe they got something new, cheaper. I said, I doubt it. So I went down there, and right on the counter was the Wasung, new out of China. You know, 5-watt drop-in charger, dual band. I said, how much is this? The guy says, it's on sale, $99. Let me let it drop. I said, wow, that's pretty good. Give me 2. So I bought these 2 walkie-talkies. They worked fine, $99, and they were good. Used them on a boat. The following year I came down. I did have the radios, though. I didn't forget them 3 times. The following year I came. We're taking a cruise, and I did have the radios. And I said, I'm going to go down to AES to see what they got that's new. I walked in behind the counter, the man standing there with the Baofeng radio. I said, wow, that's a cute little radio. Let me see that. So I put it in my hand, and that was the kiss of death. I put it in my hand. I said, I got to get this. Where'd you get it? He goes, Amazon.com is the only one that sells it. I go, how much are these things? He goes, well, they come in multiple colors. You pay a little more for color. It's about $30. I said, no, I don't mean to charge you. I mean, how much is the radio? $30. I said, you mean to tell me $30 I get a dual band radio, 4-watt, drop-in charger, transmits anywhere, for $30? He says, yeah. So I bought 2. I got them programmed. I loved them so much, I bought 4 more. So I got 6, and I gave 2 away to the grandkids. What a difference, $400, $100, $30. Look how the prices came down.
Yes, I know, Joe. Very much so. I refuse to buy Chinese if I can avoid it. You know, they're not our friends, so they'd like to take us over if they could. Billions of Chinese. I read something on the internet that we got into a war with China. It's unwinnable by us. Where'd you go, Joe?
I just had to go get the dogs. Yeah, well, I don't know about a war with China. It kind of reminds me of the Philippine kind of situation in World War II. The Chinese, I understand, have 1 billion soldiers. And it's similar to when we were fighting in the Philippines, there were so many Filipinos, they just kept charging, a true story, they kept charging the foxhole and the machine gun overheated and ran out of bullets. The bodies just piled up. They just kept shooting. There's just so many people. They just kept running. And the problem was they couldn't stop them. And that's when they invented the .45 caliber. See, because if you get hit with a .45 caliber, it's such a whack that if they hit you in the hand, you're going to fall down. They want you to fall down so they can shoot the person behind you. And the Philippines, what they did was they wrapped their bodies with, so they were all compressed. So they were shot 10 times, and they kept running with the sword to cut your hand. See? They didn't fall down, but that .45 knocked it down. In fact, I remember shooting it in the range, and the first shot, I didn't know you had to have 2 hands. It had such a kick. When I shot, I ripped down all the ceiling tile in the range. The bullet went up and went all the way down, and all white snow. It looked like it was snowing in the range.
I know, Joe. You know why I won't buy Chinese stuff? Sometimes I'm forced to. It was only made by them. I'm sure you know as well as I do. I'm born in 1950, so I didn't see it firsthand. During World War II, actually before the war, we were selling them steel. All the steel we didn't get, Japanese were buying. That steel became airplanes, other armaments just to use against her. I don't want to see history repeat.
Very good. Well, everybody has their own little quirks. My quirk is I never use the ATM or the automatic checkout, you know. I only go to a person. I want to deal with a person. And everybody said, well, why? You know, look at the line at the checkout. It's just, look at the automatic checkout, in and out. So I don't care how long they wait in this line. I said, because the automatic checkouts put people out of work. That's what they do. You go into the bank, there used to be four tellers. Now there's only two because they put in the ATM machines. And then when I go in there, sometimes they'll even tell me, oh, you don't have to wait online. The ATM is open. I said, I just won't use it. So that's my little quirk or my little way of Americanism in me. But the Chinese, they make it so, I don't know what they pay them, how you can sell a radio. It's a beautiful radio. How you can sell a radio for $30? I mean, it's just, and they make them all colors, yellow, green, black, blue. I got every color. And they work fine. You know, but then when they break, you throw them away and take another one out of the box. Unbelievable. And the other funny thing is I spoke to the guy in AES. He married a Chinese woman, and they had gone the year I went there in the summer. They had gone to China to visit her family, and he was telling me that the Wasung factory, where they make the $100 HT, he said right down the street, right around the block, one block away, is the Baofeng radio factory, where they make the $30 radio.
I know, Joe. I've heard that. Very, very strange. But, I don't like it. I do use an ATM. Always have. But, do I have A's here to help me? The very honest, causing me to get out. So I'll give my, debit card. They take money out for me. If I owe them money, maybe I bought cigarettes with their money. I always pay them back when Social Security comes in.
Whatever works for you, and everybody has a different lifestyle doing different things. But if you can, I always tell everybody this, if you can or ever have the opportunity to take a cruise, even if it's only once in your lifetime, and no matter what it costs, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Once you get on the boat, okay? Once you get on a boat, it's fantastic. And when you get off the boat, there's no problem. It's getting on the boat. Oh, big problem. In fact, now there are a few places I think you can go. You can go up to Canada to watch the leaves fall off the trees. I think you can go to Bermuda or something that you don't need a passport. Passport takes about, I think, 3 months to get. I had one for 10 years. 3 months, and I think now it's something like $150. Unbelievable how much money they charge you. And then when you renew it, I think it's cheaper, maybe 90. But I didn't renew mine because my dog's only 9 years old, and I'm never leaving him. He's right by my side right now. He's right next to me, leaning me as we're riding. Got the little hump in the car here, and that's his little seat. He sits right on there, and he looks all around. He's such a good dog. You could not get a better dog than this dog. He listens unbelievable.
I know. We have a dog like that. It's a lady. A female dog. Her name is Bailey. B-A-I-L-Y. Bailey. She's so good like your dog. Talk to her. She knows. Maybe doesn't know the English, but she understands in her own way. And she'll always sit with me when I'm eating. She wants food. But the vet said, don't give her any more of the table scraps. They don't digest as well. And just dog food. She was getting a little heavy. So we started giving her just dog food. And she did slim down.
Yeah, well, I got just the opposite. My dog doesn't get dog food. My wife cooks for my dog, and I guess you could say it's spoiled. We buy like 6 pounds of chopped meat. They have it on sale sometimes for only $2.99 a pound. And she cooks up the chopped meat. He kind of likes it well done. Then she freezes it in little containers where she just opens the container, dumps it on the dish. Then a lot of times the vet told me he used to have trouble pooing, and he used to cry when he used to go to the bathroom. And she told me something, which was, we've been doing it ever since. She goes, oh, you just go to the store, you get a little Muzzle Mutil. Muzzle Mutil? She said, the old people use it because they have trouble going to the bathroom. Just give him a little tiny little teaspoon of that. You just sprinkle it on his food, and he likes it. I guess it has sugar in it. And that's it. But since we've been doing that, he has no trouble going to the bathroom at all. And we've been doing that for years, you know. So it's a little tip there. But he gets chicken and chopped meat. And the vet says that's fine. And once in a while he gets, you know, something different. But for the most part, it's chicken and chopped meat. He's been eating that for years. He maintains his weight. He's about 19 pounds, and he's 9 years. And I remember your dog's name, Bailey. My dog's name is Pepper, like salt and pepper. And I guess we named it that because his color coat, he was like black, white, and brown. And I just thought of salt and pepper. Salt's white. Pepper's black. But since then, as he got older, and they did tell me that black was not a dominant color, that he's probably going to lose that black coloring that he had as a puppy. And he was so cute. Oh, my God, was he cute. And they were right. There's very little black left on him, maybe a few hairs in his ears, and that's about it. What a nice topic to talk about animals instead of all the bad stuff that's going on in the world. Front page of Newsday, look at that rain in Houston. I got two cousins down in Houston.
Okay, Joe, did you speak to your cousin? I hope you're okay. Come and meet tomorrow, well, and to you. I like animals. Toddy likes animals. These originally were her dog and her cat. So when we moved here, she brought them here, and I loved them too. We have a cat named Bosco. There he is, a yellow Labrador. She's big, and when would you believe it's a cat, Bosco is almost the same color as Bailey.
I keep forgetting to ask you, I probably asked you and I forgot. Last time you had your blood test, what was your A1C? Because the last two times I had mine, it's leveled out, but it's still high at 6.8.
All right, Joe, I don't know. I have to go to the doctor anyway. I'm going to have him check it. It's a good idea. I know I've been horrible.
Well, maybe you don't know this tidbit of information. Maybe you do. But being as you are on Medicare and Medicaid and a senior, you're allowed to get free needles. You know, those little needles you stab yourself and a free test strip. Those test strips are a lot of money. I think it's $1 a test strip. Imagine that, $1 for one of those little things. And I got boxes of them over here. And they give you a free meter. So you get everything free. Everything's free. Just got to get a prescription from your doctor. And then they ship it right to the house. You don't even have to leave the house. You know, I don't know why, maybe you didn't know that. And you sit at the kitchen table, you stab your thumb once in a while, and you get the reading. Oh, it's 123, and you see what it is. You see how you're doing.
Well, Joe, I know all of that. I have Medicare and Medicaid, so all I have to do is call the pharmacy for everything that I take, and they deliver it the next day. Very convenient.
Good morning, WACCDL Mobile.
Yes, we're the only three hams left on Long Island here. So lately I've been coming over to this repeater here because my repeater's so darn quiet and nobody on. Well, all the repeaters are quiet. And I remember this one had 700 members. Imagine that at one time. 700 members in the heyday. Well, Andy's old enough. He probably remembers that. I don't know when Andy came into Lime Rock. But like I said, I remember the year because I put up that antenna for Lime Rock with Wayne, WA2KEC, Jimmy, WB2CYN. And the reason I know the year is because I was driving a Volkswagen, 1968. I had a 1968 Volkswagen at the time. So that's why I know it was 1968 about that we put up the station master for the 146-2585. I'm going to bubble out of the car, Andy. You came on at a good time here to keep Richie company until I get back in the car to put my little dog in a shopping basket, and we roll through the store here locally. So, Andy, pick it up.
So, I'm just curious, where are you located, Joe?
Okay, there were Hopog or Comax. Hopog, Comax, Midtown. Right now I'm in Comax.
I got Comax. Alright, yeah, because I know you were out east from the beat. I'm heading actually east on the southern state. Okay. Alright, very good. Let me just see if K2 KNB is listening. Are you out there, WA2CDO? I guess not. Okay, Joe. 73. I'll be on the road for a while. Go ahead, Rich, over to you.
Okay, Andy. Joe, you take care. We'll see you later. I always like talking to you. And Andy, how you doing? Where you going, Andy?
I gotta go see someone. Actually, a few people. So I got some running around to do today. And, I'll be on and off occasionally. I wanted to see if Richie was with around to ask him something. Since I'm on the road, but I guess he's not there. But I'll call him later. Everything else is good. Just, enjoying the nice weather that we're having compared to what's going on in Texas. It's really, it's worse than a catastrophe. It's really bad. And it's going to take a long time, years, I would say, to get back to normal.
Unfortunately, you're right, Andy. I'm glad it didn't come up this way. Originally, they said it was going to hit New York. It didn't. I didn't want it to hit anywhere. I was hoping it would blow out into the Atlantic. What can I say? Anyway, I hope you're doing well. Everything is good here this morning. And, Johnny ordered for me a bagel with cream cheese and coffee. Hasn't come yet.
Okay, very good. Let me just correct you on a few things. It was never coming to New York. I don't know who told you that. It was in the Gulf of Mexico, heading towards the Texas coast and Louisiana area. It was not on the East Coast at all. So, if anything, it would make landfall and go through the United States. And if it did that, by the time it got here, it would just be a rainstorm. So there was no way it was ever coming here. I don't know where you got that information from. And anything could happen. I mean, this is hurricane season, and there actually happens to be another storm south of us, which is in the Atlantic. But the predictions are it's going to be heading away from the coast and away from us. So that's good. But it's, it's early in the season. It's still August, and hurricane season lasts at least through September and maybe part of October. So hopefully we won't get anything. They did predict early that it's going to be a little bit more active season this year, hurricane-wise. So we'll see. But they're getting it bad down there. The problem is it's not moving, so the rain just keeps coming. And never stops. All right, back to you.
And to you. That's horrible. What do you think of global warming? Some people say that the reason we're getting more hurricanes, big ones, like Sandy, is due to global warming.
I'm not sure about that. It's just a season, and it's just the way things are. Things go in cycles. So, I don't really think global warming has to do with it. Most of the storms form, like off the coast of Africa, and they come up, and they're out to sea, and then they head in a westerly direction. So This one actually was in the Gulf, I think, from the beginning. I don't think it went over you know, Puerto Rico or any of the islands. At least I didn't hear anything about it. So it was further south. Landed in the Gulf and then started coming up. So it didn't hit Florida at all. It's west of Florida for sure. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully we won't get any storms. Yeah, we're still trying to recover from Sandy. I mean, when you think about that, you know, and that's been many years already. So you know, that doesn't take much. You know, we're sitting out there, you know, Long Island is Long Island. We're sitting out there like a sore thumb out into the Atlantic. So, and that's who we live. But, yeah, we've been pretty lucky.
As I realize that, we are lucky. When Sandy hit, I'm north of Sunlight of Merrick Road. I didn't have any problem here. South of Merrick Road, close to the water, they all got flooded out.
Hi. Yeah, most of the time it's the storm surge that does it. You know, it's not even a hurricane anymore. You know, Harvey is just a tropical storm, but. And the winds are down at like 40 miles an hour, so it's not even a wind. It's not a wind issue like it was originally. Now it's just a rain issue. But that's what does the damage. Well, besides the wind, but the heavy rains and the fact that the you know, where it's located, and the, you know, the land, the terrain, it's flat, and there's no place for the water to go. So. You know, and the fact that the water's being pumped up from the ocean, or from the waters below, because of the storm, it just keeps raining. And it's not moving. So that's the issue. Yep. All right. Well, anyway, it's, can't beat this weather for sure. Gonna be like this all week, which is great.
Oh, I know. Supposed to be sunny. And clear all week. Yet can't, not like that. And, anyway, I'm still waiting. Jeremy ordered me a bagel, cream cheese on the bagel, and coffee. So it hasn't come. It must be busy.
Candy. Okay. Oh, yeah, hi, Rich. You got your shoes on? You ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Where are you at now?
Seaford Oyster Bay. Coming up to Hempstead Turnpike, so 10 minutes at the most.
All right, I'll come down and meet you. Richie, good morning, but... Richie, yesterday you engaged in a conversation with someone that you were told to not have a conversation with, and I told you that you have an FCC notice to that individual that he's not to be on this repeater, so you are doing something wrong when you speak to him, and the same thing goes to Joe if Joe is still listening. You've been told or asked or whatever word you want to use not to speak to that individual, and that's not me, that's the FCC, so do not do it again. KNB, Richie.
Oh, Richie, I don't understand. I did not answer him at all.
He jumped into a conversation that you were having with Joe, and then he dominated the conversation for a period of time. So, at the very least, then sometimes you have to say you're disrupting our conversation and you have no place being here. But nobody is to be talking to him because I'm telling you that whatever information goes out, you're involved in that conversation. If we send out a tape, you're involved. Joe's involved. And you don't want to be there. Take the KNB.
Of course, Tom Rich. I'm not going to get in trouble be out back with it. But, no, he broke in. I didn't say much. Never talk to him, brother. Never talk to him.
Tell him to never call you on the air. tell him we're not going to respond to him. You're not going to call him on the phone. You're not going to do anything. But he can't tell him on the air. That's the problem. I don't understand. You know, he calls you and he says, oh, call me on the phone. Well, he's got a phone. Let him call you. But I'm just telling you, don't get involved in any conversations. He has no business running the street, Peter. And obviously, he just doesn't care. All right, I got to go. Andy, I'll see you in a few. KJKMB.
But see, I'm not going to go down the drain because of him. Pick up Bambi and to we go.
All right, and I've seen a few. Less than a few. Very good. WA2CDL. On this really nice day. Boy, it can't be this weather. What was I going to say? Yeah, you just can't beat the weather. Hopefully it'll last the house all week. Although I have to go back to work tomorrow. So, that's the way it is. But, at least today I can take advantage of it. I gotta cut the grass. I was gonna do it yesterday and I got tied up in something else. So, I'm gonna see if I can do it later on this afternoon. I usually try to cut the grass when the late afternoon when the sun is, going down. So it's not as hot. Even though it's really comfortable today. Today won't be a bad day any time. But I gotta get it done. Alright, Rich, back to you, and then one more round for me, and I will be at my destination.
Hey, Andy, just on a quick one. Do you have Easy Pass in the car?
No.
Alright, let me see what I can do. KJK, Andy.
Happy you asked. I'm gonna ask you the question. Alright, I'm just getting off.
WB2ROL, really out loud in the mobile. Somebody's keying up with one word. What's happening is it sounds like you have an HT. May hit this. That's all I hear.
Is there anybody around to give me a quick audio check? Portable KC2ZQK.
WCDL, your audio sounds good. So copy me.
Hello, W2CDL, copy.
Yeah, I'm moving in a bad spot, but I hear you okay.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I was just trying to hook up this portable. I got like a tripod in the park. I've been walking up.